From MJ Bulls Media, I'm Dan Humiston, and this is Cannabis Crowdfunding. Today on Cannabis Crowdfunding, we are joined by Pablo Maitre, the head of finance and strategy at Remedy Processor. Pablo, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you being with us today, and I'm anxious to jump into this because you're filling a niche that just a few years ago, we didn't even realize we needed. I'm going to take a second just to bring our listeners up to speed and talk about the 2018 Farm Bill, which defined cannabis with less than 3% THC as hemp and made hemp products legal. Now, most of us know THC is the psychoactive ingredient in cannabis that makes you intoxicated or high. So farmers started growing low THC strains of cannabis or hemp for other cannabinoids like CBD. But even though when it's harvested, the plant has less than 0.3% THC, when they process it during extraction, the THC level tends to rise. Pablo, this is where I want to start. Why does the THC level increase during the extraction process?
Absolutely. There's really two key areas where it will increase. Extractors, they're going to take what's called the biomass, which is everything from the plant except the flower and the stem. And they're going to compress it to get those compounds out of it. Okay. In the case of the hemp plant, cannabinoids, in their natural form, they are an oil. So while your plant, when you tested it, may have had below the 0.3% THC level, therefore a legal crop, when you extract all these cannabinoids out of it, because basically what you get out of that extraction process is cannabinoids and a little bit of plant matter, you're going to have a concentrate of cannabinoids. That's where you see not only the THC level increase, but you see the CBD level, the CBG, the CBN, all of these cannabinoids, they will increase in profile. And you didn't ask me about this, but the second place where it will increase a lot is the crude oil tends to have a lot of plant material and a lot of fats and lipids. So it goes through a couple processes, and then we tend to distill it. And in that distillation, you see also an increase because you're basically purifying the oil.
So that's kind of bad news for the person that's growing it, because now it'd be considered hot.
Correct.
And that's where you guys come in. So tell us how you remove the excess THC.
Absolutely. That's how Remedy started. We saw that there was this need to help farmers legally commercialize this oil. And so we use a process that's called chromatography. It's an old process. It's basically you're running this distillate through a column where through using different solvents and using these media inside the column, you're able to separate each single cannabinoid in there. Mm-hmm. So we're able to find the THC and just basically extract it right out.
Wow. That's really cool.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And this process is called THC remediation. And the technology that we use, chromatography, has really also helped us build our business model and our strategy farther, because we are able to pinpoint any single cannabinoid inside of that column. So we have that capability now where we are able to very effectively take out not only the Delta 9 THC, but we can look at the CBG, look at the CBC, look at the CBN, and we're able to extract each dose in an effective way in their isolate forms.
That is great. And I suspect that now that there's more government oversight and there's more pressure on processors to make sure that they are within the legal limit, so the need for this particular service that you offer is probably has increased a lot recently.
Absolutely. We are seeing a lot of demand for the THC remediation services. We also see a lot of demand for the other cannabinoid isolation services. And that has increased significantly. The clients who are buying directly from the farmers or from whoever the farmer sells to are starting to realize that it's not just CBD. The other minor cannabinoids each have their very specific qualities and characteristics that make it more attractive if you're trying to make an anti-aging eye cream or if you're trying to make a muscular pain cream. We've been seeing a huge increase in demand for both of those services.
There's other services too. I know you sell direct, you do some wholesaling direct. I suspect all those are services are on an increase right now.
Correct. So we design 6 specific formulas that are already, they're pre-designed for very specific products. So going back to the example I just gave, if our client is trying to make an anti-aging eye cream, we're going to use a distillate where we use a lot of CBG. So that will usually have a 10% CBG in the formula with 80% CBD and other minor cannabinoid profiles. But if you're making, for example, the salve or a cream for muscular pain, we put a 70% CBD profile with 15% CBC. We found an edge in the cosmetics industry, but this can be phenomenal for, you know, any type of food and beverage product as well, or for all those brands out there as well who are trying to differentiate themselves with a product that's better for sleep, a product that's better to get more energy and feel a little bit more better with your day. Yeah, we're seeing a huge spike in demand for those as well.
Well, you're in the middle of a crowdfunding campaign, and that's what we're here to talk about. And it's hosted on MicroVenture. So tell us a little bit about the campaign.
We still have a special perk going on right now. So for investors that get in before we hit 150K, the valuation cap on the convertible note is only 4.25 million. Versus if you come in after, it's going to be 5.5. So there's still an opportunity out there for anyone interested to get in the early perk.
Yeah, not much of an opportunity because you're almost there. Like you said, you're at 112. What are you going to use the proceeds for?
Most of the money is going to equipment. About 70% of it is going to equipment. About 15% is going to marketing. And 15% is for working capital.
I got you. Yeah, that's exciting stuff. You're right. This industry is exploding right now. And every day there's a new study or a new research coming out about the benefits of not just CBD, but all the other cannabinoids that you mentioned earlier. And man, if you're at the doorstep with these large cosmetic companies that want to add this, they need quality products. So you're right at the doorstep there. I'm going to have all your information in our show notes. So if anybody wants to look at this investment opportunity, go to the MicroVentures website because it has all the information. It's got everything you need to know about their company, plus projections and everything. It's really well done. Oh, you know what? We didn't even mention that. This is probably the best part. We didn't even mention it. You can do this for $100. Like you can own a piece of the company for $100. That is so cool. And you better do it soon because like you mentioned, that once it gets to 150, you lose out on this incentive deal. So that's good. Pablo, absolutely. I wish we could talk more. I know you guys are super busy and you're off to the races with this, but I really appreciate being with us today.
Thank you, Dan. Really appreciate your time and the opportunity and hope to be back in one of the multiple cannabis podcasts you guys have built soon. Really love the content you guys make. So thank you for the opportunity again.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hey friends, I'm Brannon.
And I'm Saba.
And we are your host of the Cannabis Hangout Podcast, an educational platform to connect with the cannabis community and share personal stories while breaking the stigma of marijuana.
Join us every Sunday at 7 p.m. to gain valuable insight with different perspectives from industry leaders, growers, and medical marijuana patients.
This is a place to learn so much from different angles in the cannabis industry. So tune in while we break it all down.